Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Judith Rebecca Hauptman, the E. Billy Ivry Professor Emerita of Talmud and Rabbinic Culture at JTS, with a commentary for Chaye Sara. Rebecca the Patriarch. This week's parasha, Chaye Sara, is about continuing the line, producing progeny. The parasha opens with a report of Sarah's death at 120 years old. It closes with a list of Abraham's children from concubines and Ishmael's many offspring. But the central story of the parasha, the entire chapter of Genesis 24, is about finding a wife for Isaac. Abraham asks his servant to travel back to Aram Naharaim, Abraham's birthplace, to find his son a mate. Abraham stipulates that the bride should be a blood relative. In addition, he makes his servant swear that the wife he finds for Isaac will agree to leave her birthplace and family and move to Canaan, where Abraham and Isaac now live. Abraham understands that for God to fulfill his promise that the Jewish people will become as numerous as the stars in the heaven, future progeny must not be born in Aram Naharaim, but in Canaan. The servant, elsewhere called Eliezer, sets off on the voyage. He prays that God will lead him to the right bride. A well-known scene at the well follows. Rebecca shows up with a water jar on her shoulder. Eliezer comments that she's beautiful. She graciously offers water to him, a stranger, and to his camels. She also offers him lodging overnight. He gives her a gold nose ring and bracelets and follows her back to her family's home. Bethuel, her father, and Laban, her brother, upon hearing Eliezer's request that Rebekah marry Isaac, accept the proposal. Eliezer gives generous gifts to Rebekah, her mother, and her brother. The next morning, Eliezer wishes to leave with Rebekah, but her mother and brother suggest that she instead depart in 10 days. They then call her in and ask her what she thinks. "Will you go with this man?" verse 57, they want to know. And she replies, "I will go," verse 58. The question for the commentators is, what does Rebecca mean when she answers the question in the affirmative? And do these words suggest that a woman's consent is required for marriage? According to Rashi, who bases himself on a midrash, she is saying that she consents to go with this man and marry Isaac. Others say that she was agreeing not to delay for 10 days, but to leave right away. I think there is a third, more likely interpretation. The point repeated several times over at the beginning of the chapter is that the bride Eliezer brings back for Isaac must leave her birthplace and move to Canaan, as did Abraham himself when God called out to him. Only if she does so will her future child be able to continue the line of people to whom God made several promises. When she says yes, knowing that her father and brother have already accepted a marriage proposal on her behalf, she is saying that she is willing to leave home and family behind at great personal cost and go and live with Isaac in Canaan. She understands that that is what God is asking of her. This decision, most remarkably, places her on par with Abraham, who also heeded the voice of God and left his family and birthplace behind. In fact, Rebecca is more like Abraham, more a courageous person of faith than her husband Isaac. When she answers, "Yes, I will go," she is saying that she sees the future unfolding of Jewish history and the role she is being asked to play in it. Given the reports of her actions in coming chapters, in particular, how she secured the firstborn blessing for her secondborn son, Jacob, I think it is more correct to say that the three patriarchs of Genesis are not Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as generally thought, but Abraham, Rebekah, and Jacob. Returning to the question posed earlier, can we learn from Rebekah that a woman must consent to marriage? The answer is both yes and no. It is clear that Rebekah was married off by her father and brother without her consent. However, Midrash Bereishit Rabbah does derive from verse 57 that a woman must consent to marriage. And the rabbis of the Talmud later institute the rule that a woman has to agree to a marriage for it to be valid. Broadly speaking, if we read verse 57 together with verse 58, they jointly say that Rebekah understood the huge sacrifice she was being asked to make, leaving home and family behind, and without hesitation, heroically accepted these terms.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.